No.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm ready. Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to It's Time to Go Back to Basics, spiritually, mentally, and physically. I'm your host, Naftali Schwartz, and as always, I'm joined by my wonderful wife, my partner in life and in business, Linda Schwartz. Welcome, Linda.
Hello, everyone. So wonderful to be here with you all. We have an exciting episode for you today, and I have to say, this one is very personal to me.
Yes, and that is exactly why I wanted to focus today's episode entirely on Linda's story. Because what she has accomplished, what she continues to accomplish every single day, is truly remarkable. And I believe every woman listening today is going to be inspired. So, Linda, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do this. Ha ha.
All right. So here we go. Before we dive in, I want to tell our listeners a little bit about what we are going to cover today. We are going to talk about Linda's incredible fitness transformation. We are going to talk about what she does, who she helps, and how she helps them. And most importantly, we are going to talk about why it is never too late to transform your body and your life. So stay with us. This is going to be a powerful conversation. So, Linda, let us go all the way back to the beginning, April 2010. What was going on in your life at that point? Can you paint the picture for our listeners?
Absolutely. Wow. April 2010. You know, Naftali, I was 46 years old, and I was wearing a size 14, and I remember looking in the mirror one day and just thinking, this is not who I am. This is not how I want to feel. I was tired. I was sluggish. I felt a lot of hormonal changes, a lot of pressure in my stomach. I didn't feel well, but I didn't feel good in my whole essence, my skin. I just didn't feel good at all. And something inside me said, enough is enough, and it's time to change.
And what made that moment different? Because I think so many of our listeners, especially women over 50, have had the exact moment, have that exact moment, you know? They look in the mirror and they are not happy, but they don't always act on it. What made you take action?
That's such a great question. I think it was a combination of things. I was approaching 50, and I thought, if not now, when? Because I knew that as you get older, it gets harder, and I did not want to wait until it was too hard. I wanted to start while I still had the energy and the drive to do it. And honestly, I was just tired of not feeling my best. I wanted to feel strong. I wanted to feel vibrant. I wanted to feel alive, as if I were back in my 20s and 30s now at that time.
Yeah, now you're talking. And so where did you start? What was the very first step?
Well, in terms of my fitness journey, I mean, because I really started with nutrition. That was my big change. I went from being a regular eater of everything in those days, and then I changed over into becoming vegetarian. And that's how I started. And therefore, when we moved out from New York to California, I found Zumba because we joined the Crunch Fitness Gym in Burbank in LA, and I fell in love with Zumba because somebody told me about this Latin dance class, and I was so excited about it. I absolutely fell in love because of the music, the movement, the energy in the room, feeling that, wow, it's a new cardio dance class. I got hooked on it from the first time I tried it. And that was really the beginning of everything. Because once I started moving my body and feeling that joy, having that fun dancing as I did when I was in my 20s, I wanted to learn more and do more and be more.
Yes, and look at you now. Look at you now, Linda. You are a certified Zumba instructor yourself. You went from being a student in a Zumba class to teaching Zumba classes. This is a beautiful full circle moment.
It really is when I think about it. I never imagined that. I just walked into the first class wanting to feel better, and it completely changed the direction of my life. And then later on, around COVID time, I actually decided I'm going to become a personal trainer. And I took the exam, I passed the exam, I became an ISSA personal trainer and got my certification. I also became a wellness coach, and I have multiple Zumba certifications for various formats. And now I am helping other women do exactly what I did. That is the most beautiful part of this whole journey.
Wow.
Working with these ladies. That's amazing.
That is amazing. And you know, now, Linda, I want our listeners to really hear the physical results. Because after all, that is the bottom line. Because the numbers are extraordinary, they really are. What happened to your body over these years?
Wow. Well, from the time I started, which was in 2010, all the way through now, I kept my size. I went from a size 14 in 2010. I got down to a size 4 by 2011, even a little bit before. And then when we moved out, I just continued in California. And now we're here in Arizona. So yeah, I've been keeping up my diet and everything that I do and making myself stronger and better in the best shape of my life. So I just want every woman to hear this, that going from a size 14 to a size 4 was just the beginning, really, in those days. And I'm still there. I'm still a size 4. And I'm still working on myself, and I help other women feel the same. So starting at around 46, and now I am 62 years old, and I am in the very best shape of my life. My measurements are actually 27 inches on my waist. I have definition in my arms. I have strength in my legs. I feel incredible, and I am still working toward my goals every single day, because this journey never ends, and I'll be doing this till the end of my time. I love it. That is the real beauty of it all, is that it's commitment and love, and you keep going. It's a lifestyle.
Absolutely. I tell you, Linda, this is absolutely extraordinary. And you know what I love most about your story? You did not start in your 20s or 30s. You started at 49. So what do you say to the woman, any woman listening right now who thinks it is too late for her?
I say, come find me. No, seriously, I say it absolutely not. It's never too late. Your body is capable of so much more than you think. I am living proof of that. And honestly, in some ways, it's easier when you're older. You have more wisdom, more patience. You know yourself better. You know what you want. You are not wasting time on things that do not matter. That focus is incredibly powerful when it comes to fitness and transformation.
That is amazing. It really is amazing. Now, let us talk about what you actually do for your clients today, because you have built something really special at the Center for Self-Improvement, our company. Can you walk our listeners through your services?
Absolutely. So I offer three main services. First is personal training. I offer both in-home training right here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and online training via Zoom for clients anywhere in the world. For the in-home training, I actually bring my own equipment with me. For those of you that are interested, I can go straight to your home with my own equipment. If you don't have any, or if you only have a few pieces of equipment, like maybe you might have dumbbells or something, but I have dumbbells and I have the bands, the resistance bands, and all kinds of good things in my bag there. And I can bring that to your home and we'll work together. And also we can do the same on Zoom, because I love working with people on Zoom. You could have a gym in your house or a private location where you work out, and you can be on one part anywhere in the world. And we can work together like that. Our sessions are 60 minutes each. They're completely personalized to each client's goals and fitness level. Depends on what you need for your type of body.
Yes, and you know, I want to say to our listeners, Linda, that I'm a witness. I saw this happening, your transformation happening right in front of my eyes. That was during COVID. And you did it online with your personal fitness instructor.
Yeah. And one of my favorite.
Yes.
Women.
And amazing. It's just amazing how it can be done. It doesn't necessarily have to be done in person. You really can do it online.
That's correct.
Yes. You have a lot of experience with that now. So now, can you tell us about your specialty? Because you do not work with everyone, correct? You have a very specific client in mind.
That's true. Yes. Yes, my specialty is women over 50. That is my heart and passion, because I am that woman. I myself am 62. I know exactly what our bodies go through as we age, the hormonal changes, the muscle loss, the energy shifts, and I know what it takes to not just maintain, but to actually thrive and look and feel incredible at this stage of life.
And what results can women expect when they work with you?
Well, look at my client, Fatima. She has been training with me for 6 months now, and her results have been incredible. She's stronger, leaner, more energetic, more confident, and that is what happens when you commit to the process and show up consistently. Real results take time, but they absolutely happen.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. Now, you also have a very exciting new program that you just launched. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Sure, yes. I am so excited about this one. It's called the Body Sculpting and Physique Program, and it's specifically designed for women over 50 who want to take their fitness to the next level. Women who look at a lean, sculpted physique and think, wow, I want that. And I want our listeners to know I am on this journey myself. I am working toward my own dream bikini physique right alongside my clients every single day. So this is not just a program I teach. It's a program I live.
Boy, I tell you, Linda, that is so powerful. So you are not just a trainer. Obviously, you are a partner on a journey.
Absolutely. And I become friends with everybody. Not just partners and clients. We work close together.
Right. I mean, I know you already have, and in fact, you became friendly with some of your other fellow instructors.
That's correct.
Which is all like your one big happy family.
Oh, yeah. Have quite a few mentors.
Yes. And so, you know, let me ask you this. Now let's talk about nutrition, because I know this is such an important part of your philosophy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You cannot out-train a bad diet. That is just the truth. And my approach is what I call protein-forward nutrition. Every meal, I aim for at least 30 grams of protein. 3 meals a day, because protein is what builds and maintains our muscle. especially as women get older. We naturally lose muscle mass as we age, so we have to be very intentional about feeding our muscles what they need. And this is, by the way, you have to eat before you work out, and you got to eat right after, within a half an hour after, so that your muscles are nourished and fed. And when you are in that sleep stage in recovery, that's when all the fun stuff happens. All the changes start occurring.
Right. So in other words, you're obviously talking from experience.
That's right.
This is not just theoretical books here.
No.
You are a living, breathing, as I want to say, as you put it to me, that you're going, you're still learning, still growing, still pushing yourself every single day. That's what this is all about.
Absolutely.
Right. And now, I understand you also offer wellness coaching separately. Can you explain what that covers?
Yes. Wellness coaching goes beyond just exercise. It covers protein-forward nutrition guidance, hydration strategies, sleep and recovery habits, and daily lifestyle habits that support your overall health. Because real transformation is not just about what happens in the gym. It's about how you live every single day outside the gym, too.
That's the spirit. So true. And you obviously also teach Zumba. Can you tell our listeners about that? Because I know it is such a joy for you personally.
Oh, yeah. I love Zumba. It is where my whole journey started, and it holds such a special place in my heart. Zumba is a fun, energetic, low impact. Well, in my case, I teach low to medium impact classes, not the very, very high intensity classes like you do for the 20-year-olds, but the low to moderate level dance fitness class that combines Latin rhythms with easy to follow moves. It's perfect for women over 50 because it's joyful. You're having so much fun. It's like a party that you forget you're even exercising. I offer five class and 10 class packs, and I'm currently working on bringing Zumba classes to senior communities here in Scottsdale.
Right. Now, you know, Linda, I want to ask you something personal. Because you and I have been through a lot together over 27 years of marriage now. We have faced some very difficult seasons, and through it all of it, you maintain your commitment to your health and fitness. So, how has fitness helped you personally through the hard times?
Oh, you know, Naftali, fitness has been my anchor. When life gets hard, and life does get hard, my workout is my therapy. It's my stress relief. It's where I go to clear my head and reset my mindset. When you are physically strong, you feel emotionally stronger too. And I generally believe that taking care of my body has made me into a better wife, a better mother, and a better coach. Everything is connected, mind, body, and soul.
Well, how do you like that, Linda? Mind, body, and soul. That is exactly what we are about. And I think that is such an important message for our listeners. Taking care of yourself physically is not selfish. It is essential.
Absolutely. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And so many women over 50 spend their whole lives taking care of everyone else, their husbands, their children, their parents, and they forget to take care of themselves. I am here to tell every woman listening today, you matter. Your health matters. Your body matters. And it's never too late to start putting yourself first. Also, please remember that your health is your wealth.
That is beautifully said, my dear wife. Absolutely. Now, for any woman listening right now who is inspired by your story, what is the very first step she should take?
Well, the first step is simply to reach out, call me, go to our website, centerforselfimprovement.com. Book a free consultation. Let us have a conversation about your goals, your lifestyle, where you are right now, and where you want to be, where you want to get to. Because every transformation starts with one conversation. That one phone call, that one email can change everything. I know because it changed everything for me.
Yes, it did. And we make it easy to get started. You can book directly through our MindBody booking system right on your website. Or call us directly. Linda's number is 858-652-1597. I'll repeat, 858-652-1597. And our office number is 623-800-3080. Again, 623-800-3080.
Yes. And please follow us on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn too, at Center for Self Improvement. I post fitness tips, nutrition advice, and real behind the scenes content of my own journey, because I want you to see that this is real, not a highlight reel. This is real life transformation happening every single day.
Exactly. And that's when we want to emphasize the point, Linda, that we are all about results.
That's correct.
We are what you call results-oriented coaches, and we want to see results in our students.
That's correct.
That's what
we want, everybody to feel comfortable with us and with themselves and with the programs.
Right. Exactly it. So I tell you, Linda, what an incredible conversation we had today. I am so proud of you and everything you have built and everything you continue to work toward every single day.
Oh, thank you, Naftali. Thank you, hubby.
Oh, you're welcome, wifey.
And thank you.
You're welcome, wifey.
And thank you to everyone listening. This journey has not always been easy, but it has been absolutely worth every single step.
Yes, and that is the message we want to leave every listener with today. Your best chapter is not behind you. It is still ahead of you. That's the key. No matter your age, no matter where you are starting from, it is never too late to transform your body, your health, and your life. And Linda, one of your favorite mentors, Ernestine Shepherd. What is her famous quote that you like to say? Age is just
a number, right?
There you go. Yeah. You hear that, everybody? That's her motto. Ernestine Shepherd. She's the oldest bodybuilder, am I correct? In the Guinness Book.
Yes, she's 89 years old now.
And she's in the Guinness Book World Records, the oldest body. Builder, I think she started in the 50s, correct?
56.
Yes. Her name is Ernestine Shepherd, and her motto is, age is just a number, which Linda definitely practiced that.
Yes.
So so that's the whole point. And Linda, so again, your motto is, it's never too late, correct? That
right.
is your motto.
It's never too late. And I promise you that it never is. We can get fit just about any age. You just have to wake up and say, you know, this is my time. This is my year. This is my day. I'm going to do it. And you pick up that phone, give me a call, send me an email, text me, and I'll respond to you.
And you will take it from there.
That's right.
Linda will take it from there.
That's right.
So, thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. And it's time to go back to basics. You can find us at centerforselfimprovement.com. Again, centerforselfimprovement.com. You can book a free consultation with Linda for personal training, wellness coaching, or Zumba. And stay tuned for our next episode, where we will be diving into me, my coaching world. Until next time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, And remember the mind, the body, and the soul. Bye-bye, everyone, for now.
Bye-bye. Go take care of yourselves. You deserve it.